Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
Someone tweeted me yesterday and I actually almost responded because I wanted to give an A for effort. It was like trying to listen, but having issues. Like it was some like ridiculous technical
right,
issue.
Made up
you please send me all your bets. Oh, here, part one, I hope Fido makes it. Part two, listen to the podcast or you get nothing. Right. No bets for you. Next.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
I wish I still had like zero idea of like other people having an opinion about you and like those like that affecting your decision making, where like you could just literally like pick a polka dot pants and like a pink striped shirt and socks with unicorns on them, and I'm gonna pull them all the way up and I'm gonna wear a headband. It's like, oh, I kind of want to do that.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Hour number three on a magnificent football Monday. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley here with you on the brilliant BetQL network. We have almost completed P squared B squared for week 14 in the National Football League. Coming up tomorrow on a terrific Tuesday, Ken and I will go through the Packers and the Bears. Sunday night football next week. Monday night football next week, which is the Cardinals and the Rams, a great game in the NFC West. And then the game of the week, one of the games of the season in the National Football League, which we can't talk about until tomorrow because one of the teams is playing tonight, and that is Josh Allen and the Bills against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So three games coming up, P squared, B squared, terrific Tuesday edition of the show. Tomorrow, 20 minutes from now, we will attack the college football playoff semifinal. Little P squared there with Bama 13.5 point favorite against Cincy and Georgia 7.5 point favorite against Michigan. That's coming up 20 minutes from now. 40 minutes from now, we begin the 80 minute power hour. Bill, six NHL games to break down and handicap. Ken and I have 10 NBA games. We've got college hoops, we've got overnights, and we've got side total props. Week 13 in the NFL wraps up tonight in Western New York, and it's windy and blustery right now as the Bills host the New England Patriots in a matchup for AFC supremacy and maybe AFC supremacy when it's all said and done. So a great Monday night football game on the docket for tonight. But right now, we start hour number three on a magnificent football Monday with a conversation with one of our favorite recurring guests here on the show. Normally joins us on Mondays. Stunk to be without him last week, but great to have him back here on a Monday. And that is our pal, Drew Dinsick, better known to you and yours as the Whale Capper on Twitter at @whale_capper from the Deep Dive Pod and the NBC Sports Edge. Whale, welcome back to You Better You Bet. It's Nick and Ken here on a Monday. Before we get into week 14 in the National Football League, how did week 13 treat you, my brother?
Oh, you know, par for the course, just hemorrhaging money on the NFL this season. I, you know, the market was with me, I think, on 5 of 7 plays, and I went 1-6 or thereabouts. So, you know, is pretty standard procedure here at this point. I've scaled down my NFL betting to much smaller amounts than I started out the season with because of my performance to this point, and actually carrying a lot and enjoying NBA. Way more than I would have guessed at this point in the season. And I think that has a lot to do with just generally the results are going with me in the NBA and against me in the NFL. So it is what it is, but I'm still plugging away. Thankfully, there's a lot of football games left.
Well, there's one game left. for this week. So the opportunity to maybe, you know, get right for the week a little bit. Not saying people should go all in to try to make up losses, but can end on a positive note. And I honestly, I'm sure a lot of people listening live right now have seen the tweets regarding obviously tonight's Monday Night Football game, huge game between the Patriots and Bills, you know, Bills between a 2.5 and a 3-point favorite. And everyone will notice that the total is dropping and dropping significantly and rapidly. And 40.5 are on the board in a bunch of places right now, as I'm looking at the board. And the reason for that, and I'm sure you've seen these, I'm sure people that are listening to our show have seen these videos coming from Western New York of an insane amount of wind. And when I say insane, I don't mean like Nick and I are guessing there's going to be wind. I mean, like the goalposts look like they're going to fall over, like that much wind basically. And those sustained winds are supposed to at least stay through the first half of the game. The total is plummeting. So for people listening live, and we can even, you know, clip this off and it'll be in the podcast as well, for people who want to bet this, who see these videos and they just go under, like under for all my money, like look at that wind. Are you saying you're with them on that? Or are you saying you're against them? Or kind of what approach should people take for what should be kind of a wild weather game tonight?
Well, if you're just now doing your handicap, recognize and know you're late to the party. A lot of people have been speculating about these potential weather conditions going on about 6 days. And the heaviest action that I saw come in on this under really came in when it was around 46.5-ish. So the fact that it's around 40.5 right now, that just know that there is a premium being built into this total that shaded towards the under. And it's funny you reference like the clips of the videos and the tweets and stuff with the goalposts, because this is like a unique thing that we only ever see happen at in Buffalo. You know, but I've seen it a bunch in my life where they show clips and these goalposts, like they're the most spaghetti jelly goalposts.
Right. Like, what do they got the base of those? What's the foundation? Yes. We got like kicks going in and coming back out again. Yeah.
I'm sure you guys remember back in the day, like there was a game where the goalposts were so questionable in Buffalo that like the wind bent them. And they were like legitimately out of alignment, and they had to like pause the whole game at halftime and get like a crew to try to reorient the goalposts at halftime. Only ever happens in Buffalo. But that said, I think the wind favors the Patriots, in my opinion, in a couple of respects. The Patriots, I think, are more well rostered to kind of lean right into a dink and dunk type of game. Buffalo has a pretty meaningful portion of their offense is chunk plays, and the idea that Josh Allen's going to be able to, even though he has one of the strongest arms in the NFL, the idea that his deep ball or even his medium ball is going to be able to get anywhere with accuracy, I would have pause. And then this obviously greatly affects the kicking game. You know, the idea that either of these coaches is even going to attempt a 40-plus yard field goal, I think, is unlikely. That means. You know, anything in the 40 to 50 yard field goal attempt range, probably going to be a punt instead. Teams are going to play field position. Anything that's in sort of the intermediate range, I would think you have coaches going for it, a little bit more aggressiveness and just trying to get the hard yards on the ground. And in that regard, you know, the Patriots offensive line, much more capable of winning their 1v1s versus the Bills run defense than the other way around. The Bills offensive line hasn't been able to generate much of a push at all this entire season. So I don't know how that changes tonight. I think overall the fact that the spread's not really reacting to the win, but the total is a little bit misguided. And in general, I think this, you know, this should be a good contest. And you know, you want to kind of even broaden the discussion a little bit beyond just tonight's game. This is a much more meaningful game for the Patriots than the Bills, in my opinion. And I think when you talk about the Patriots' chances of winning the Super Bowl and winning winning the AFC, it is entirely dependent on them winning the AFC East. I don't think Mac Jones in his rookie campaign is going on the road and winning you 3 playoff games from the wild card spot. You can pretty much write the Patriots off in terms of contending for the AFC if they are coming in through the back door as the 5 seed. And on the flip side, if they get the 1 seed, if they have if they get the bye and then host 2 playoff games to on their way to the Super Bowl, that is now, that's like a 40% sort of probability. So, you know, 0 to 40 in terms of getting to the Super Bowl here, if you win or lose the AFC East, is pretty, you know, pretty meaningful leverage. Not something we see a lot of games like this. You know, the Patriots obviously get another game against the Bills in Foxborough, but if they win this one in Buffalo, like this absolutely cements them as the 1 seed for the time being in a relatively weak AFC otherwise. and huge implications for them ultimately reaching their goal this season.
You better, you bet. Brilliant BetQL Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, Magnificent Football Monday. Talking week 14 with our pal Drew Densick, the Whale Capper. Well, what's your favorite look on the board for week 14 and why?
Ooh, Atlanta Falcons winning outright against the Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers firing Joe Brady was a head-scratching move. Carolina Panthers then, you know, Matt Rhule then coming out and being like, yeah, well, we want to run the ball more and everything that entails with just sort of a backwards approach to today's football, considering not just who he has on that roster, but, you know, how you would even want to attack Atlanta. That's a problem. Atlanta has a defender in AJ Terrell that can take DJ Moore out of this game. And I think that basically gives you the opportunity as an Atlanta defense to play from ahead to keep the Panthers into the teens. Atlanta, although they have been miserable this season and nothing positive really to take away from their performances whatsoever, they're still in the mix for a playoff spot, impossibly. And I think they get the win head-to-head against the Carolina Panthers. That's the one that really stood out to me as we went across the opening lines. I'm not sure why they're a three-point dog.
I know Nick totally agrees with you, and the number has, to be fair, it has gone down to 2.5, you know, juice 2.5 in a bunch of different places. So I'm like the only one on the opposite side of this. Apparently I like Carolina in the game at 2.5. But anyway, there are a couple other interesting games on the board, Whale, that would love your opinion on. Thursday Night Football, I think, is really interesting this week. Steelers, that all-in Ravens game, you know, the Ben reaction with the Harbaugh 2-point conversion attempt at the end, you know, the Minnesota in a perplexing loss to the Detroit Lions. Like, each team played a very interesting game yesterday, and then we arrive at Thursday Night Football. Stakes still really high. Minnesota outside shot of making the playoffs, but Pittsburgh kind of now in this thing and playing a ridiculously tough schedule. Minnesota by 3, we can call it, in 44.5. Any early thoughts from you on what should be a pretty entertaining Thursday night game?
Yeah, I don't really get what Minnesota has shown us in the last handful of weeks that suggests they should have been a 3.5-point favorite on the open. 3.5 with Pittsburgh, I think, was a fair play. Now that it's down to 3, I don't have much of an opinion here. Pittsburgh's offense did just enough against the Ravens to get the win, but it is still nothing to write home about. Minnesota's defense, on the other hand, they just allowed 29 points and the go-ahead score to the Detroit Lions and Jared Goff. That's a pretty horrific outcome if you're, you know, if you're a Minnesota backer or Minnesota part of this team in any way, because, you know, ball bounces a couple ways, you know, a couple different ways over the balance of this season. You're absolutely in the playoff mix if you're the Minnesota Vikings. Now losing that game and setting yourself clearly outside looking in is going to be tough to overcome. That was one of your last remaining easy wins on your schedule, and now it's gone. And this Minnesota defense is very, very suspect. I can't imagine on a short week turnaround, you're going to get Kendricks and Barr back. Those two guys are sort of the stalwarts of the Minnesota defense and in the linebacking core. They don't have much of a pass rush, so Ben is going to have time in this contest. The Minnesota can't really match up with Pittsburgh's weapons in the passing game, be it Deontay Johnson, Claypool, or Freiermuth even. So Pittsburgh should have a decent chance to get this win here. I cannot believe they continue to compile wins, and they're going to probably make their win total this year, which is absolutely mind bending. You know, credit to, you know, Mike Tomlin for never, ever having a losing season, apparently. But this is going to be a fun and interesting game. I don't really want to see Pittsburgh in primetime anymore. I've seen it. I didn't need
this.
Another
is like
one.
The fifth game, right? This is like the fifth game or something like that. I mean, just an insane amount. And count last
didn't
too,
really right? need it. Yeah. Didn't really need it, but here we are. I think there's going to be opportunity to fade Pittsburgh down the stretch as they go head to head with a couple more difficult opponents. So I think for this game, I'm not going to have any action, but I'm going to cheer for Pittsburgh to get the win. Hopefully the market kind of belatedly buys back in on them somehow, some way, and you get a chance to sell them at the top again as they go into the home stretch here where they have some very tough competition.
Yeah, Steelers with like basically the toughest schedule down the stretch. People can check that out. Whale, Nick's restarting his computer, so I'm going to take you the rest of the way here. The good news is we only have about 2-3 minutes left. Probably time for some really good analysis of one more game, then maybe get an NBA bet on the way out the door, because there's like 10 NBA games tonight, which would be pretty nice. So maybe let's say in about like a minute here, 90 seconds, your thoughts on two of the other teams in the AFC North who are playing a rematch of a game we saw a couple weeks ago.
Yes!
Ravens-Browns, early action favoring Cleveland tremendously, as you would imagine when Harbaugh tells you he didn't have any healthy corners at the end of the game, basically. How do you think the market's going to react when that game opens? Cleveland now a 2.5-point favorite in a bunch of places, total 42.5. Maybe about a minute here on the Ravens-Browns rematch and your early thoughts.
Yeah, I'm in on the Browns here. early. I was, and again, not a huge difference in my mind between Pick'em and 2.5 in this spot. But in general, the Cleveland defense, I think, has a nice matchup against Baltimore. You just saw it. They just held Baltimore to, picked Lamar Jackson four times and really held that squad down. On the flip side, yeah, Cleveland is not right offensively. Baker Mayfield is not physically right, obviously. I was joking with Andy yesterday, like, if a ticker came across the bottom that, like, hey, they put Baker Mayfield on IR and it's Case Keenum the rest of the way, like, all of a sudden I'm looking for, like, Browns futures, because I don't think that they're out of the mix here to win the AFC North. And in the same sentence, I'm not sure the Ravens are a playoff team right now. Like, yeah, they've compiled a bunch of wins, but they are grading so poorly. And the defense, which at this season was ranked, like, you know, top five by basically every metric, now without Marlon Humphrey, I do not know how anyone in any way, shape, or form they're going to be defending the pass. And so I do think this sets up pretty well for Cleveland to try to salvage something out of what has otherwise been a lost season. And I'm going to actually be shopping around looking for Ravens to miss the playoff prices this week, because as you look down their schedule, same exact kind of sentiment that we put out there regarding the Steelers. Ravens got to play the Packers, the Rams, the Browns, the Bengals, the Steelers again. Like, none of those are easy games whatsoever. And this team is wildly beat up. So I think they could miss the playoffs.
Well, fantastic stuff, man. You know, we love having you on. You Better, You Bet. And we know that your process is fantastic. So the result's going to turn around sooner rather than later in the National Football League, hopefully with the Falcons, because I like them on Sunday as well. Literally, like 10 seconds to go. You have a favorite NBA bet for tonight in like 10 seconds or less.
Yeah, give me the Indiana Pacers to beat up the tired, sad Washington Wizards with no Dinwiddie on the floor tonight. This is a decent chance for Brogdon, Sabonis, and company to really flex a little bit, get an easy win on what otherwise has been a lackluster season from them.
He is on Twitter at @whale_capper. Whale, good luck with the bets tonight. Good luck with them this week. We will catch up with you next week here on You Better, You Bet. We'll take a quick break here on this magnificent Football Monday. And on the other side, we turn our attention to the college football playoff semifinals. A little P squared, B squared for Alabama and Cincinnati and Georgia and Michigan. Next with Nick and Ken.
It's You Better, You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.